Morning, Kieran. You well?
Morning, Michael. Well, thanks.
That's good. You've got a couple of nice horses heading to the Turnbull tomorrow, and they chased each other home last start at Caulfield. I speak of Smoke and Romans and Gold Trip. How'd they both come through that run on the heavy track?
Really well, actually. Smoke and Romans, he's come up really well this time around. He's carrying a lot more condition and probably in career best form. So he's in great order. And Gold Trip, he enjoys those conditions. Hadn't run for a little while, so he's come through it well. He worked nicely on Monday and drops to a nice weight.
Well, he's the weight horse in the Turnbull, isn't he? Because I think there's a 7 kilo turnaround between your stable mates on that run at Caulfield, where Smoke and Romans beat him home about a length. So Gold Trip on weights and measures, it should be his race tomorrow. But you mentioned he prefers the sting out of the ground. We could be on a good three by the time the Turnbull's run. Is that any concern for you with Gold Trip?
Well, he does. Yeah, he does seem to enjoy getting his foot in or his toe in the track. So it will be interesting to see how it comes up tomorrow.
You'd have no hesitation in running, though, on a good track if it upgraded to good three with him?
Well, hopefully it stays in the four range. That would be okay for him. He has got reasonable form on top of the ground in Europe. I suppose we'll just assess that as we go.
He was a horse that's obviously had a few hiccups along the way since he's come out from Europe, but he's got that huge international form line that we've seen in the arc in recent times. Where is he fitness-wise now that he's had a couple of runs? Is he near 100%?
He's pretty spot on. This is a race we've targeted for a while. And you can see he went, he had the big weight last start and he went there to win the race and probably just peaked a little bit late. But I really like his endeavour, he pinned the ears back and really flattened out. So with that run under his belt, I think he's right to go.
He's probably got a bit of an awkward draw tomorrow. He can race up on the speed or he's gone back. What's the plan tomorrow?
He's probably going to be midfield somewhere, I would say, probably wide and looming in when he wants to. But it will be a bit of a tactical run race, I feel.
What's your gut feel about Caulfield Cup Cox Plate? What suits Gold Trip best?
Well, tomorrow's a real sort of pivotal race for him. The toughness and the intensity of the Cox Plate probably suits, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's looking for the mile and a half.
And Smoke and Romans has already got his ticket into the Caulfield Cup. And I think I read somewhere that you said he almost reminds you of Floating Artist, who ran so well in the Cup last year as well. Is this a horse that's just continued to improve and maybe even surprised you how much of a progression he's continuing to make?
He has. Just the way he's come back in. He's always been a little bit quirky. He's sort of, as I said, he's slept with the light on sort of most of his career. But he just seems to be a lot more settled and therefore is carrying more condition. He's a stronger version of himself and that's sort of carrying through to his form.
So for Smoke and Romans tomorrow, he's drawn a nice gate. What do you want to see heading into a Caulfield Cup from him tomorrow, considering he is disadvantaged at the weights?
Well, the race is penalty free into the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup, so he can, if he wants to go right on with it and win the race, that would be ideal.
Who have you got on top tomorrow?
Like you said, at the weights and measures, I think it's Gold Trip. I think he's really well and I think with that turnaround it'll have to make a big difference.
Well, there's a good chance we'll see both Smoke and Romans and Gold Trip in the Melbourne Cup, and you've got Interpretation and High Emotion who are chasing Melbourne Cup tickets in the Bart Cummings as well. They both come through that last race at Flemington where High Emotion was outstanding the way she finished there. Is she another one that is probably looking for a bit of cut out of the ground ideally?
Yeah, she's fairly adaptable. I just think, if it's a four, that should be fine for her. she's the horse. When those two horses met last time, I think Interpretation is probably the better credentialed horse, but she's just in a really good spot. She's fit really well. She likes her runs based, and she seems to like Leamington.
I know you've got a big rap on Interpretation, and a lot of people fancied him last start, and he looked like he was about to loom on the point of the turn. Has that now really topped him off, and he's ready to peak tomorrow?
I think so. This is a race, again, was targeted for him, his whole prep. He's just thrived since having that run. You know, we've upped his work. He's a heavier horse. He's just thrived and come on since then. His work's been good. He hasn't missed anything. And, with that run under his belt, he just seems to have done him the world of good.
Is he another horse that is quite adept on firmer tracks?
I don't think he minds the firmer track, actually. He'll go forward and make his own luck. And hopefully he can get that golden ticket.
Do you think he can turn the table tomorrow on High Emotion?
Well, yeah, I think he's the definite improver. High Emotion, she probably only has to repeat what she's done. She's going to be very competitive. But he's definitely improved.
A little earlier in the day, you've got She's All Class and also Pride of Jenny. And she's just bomb-proof, isn't she, Pride of Jenny? She puts herself up on the speed and races so consistently. It was a really good run last start at Caulfield. How have they both come through their previous runs?
Very good. Pride of Jenny. She's bounced through that. She's still on the up. And she makes her own luck. She's in good order. She's ran really well in this race before.
Yeah.
And She's All Class. She mixes her form. She's got plenty of talent, but I think Flemington will suit her. That she seems to like to, you know, get a bit of room around her, and she closed really hard at Caulfield. So we'll be trying to ride her similarly and give her a bit of room.
You'd be with Pride of Jenny, though, from a consistency point of view as your top pick?
Well, from a punter point of view, you would have to, yeah.
And Swat's That, another one that loves the straight track, was a really good first-up run for your stable in the Bobby Lewis. You'd imagine second-up she would have derived benefit, and she goes so well at Flemington. Are you confident about her chances in what looks an open Gilguy?
Yeah, it does look an open Gilguy. She's still on the up. She's still holding on to a bit of coat, but I do think she's in. You know, she is on that right trajectory. We know she loves the straight. So she had a fair bit of time off, so she's made nice improvement, and she gets into the race pretty nice on the way.
Up in Sydney, you've got a couple of stays going around to the Metrop as well, the Don DeVee and Mankayan, and it looks like we're going to be on a heavy track once again in Sydney. So that should suit Le Don DeVee.
Well, it should suit both of them. Mankayan's got great wet form. As does Le Don DeVee. I think Le Don's in a really good spot. He just had a tick over trial at Warwick Farm here last week. He's got a good draw, good jock, and he'll love the conditions. And Mankayan, he got his tongue over last start and didn't run to form, so he's had the tongue tie on, and he does love the conditions. He's fitting well if you can put a line through his last run.
Well, he'd be a lot shorter in the market if you did, now that you've alerted us to that excuse. Who have you got on top between your two there, Le Don DeVee and Mankayan?
Probably Le Don slightly.
80 grand is an interesting runner. Goes around in the Dulcify. Good win last start in really heavy conditions as well, only lightly raced with the two starts. Is he a stayer of some promise or potential, do you think?
Yeah, I do. He's a beautiful action horse. He's a bit of a lad. He's fairly full of himself, but pivotal race for him. He's sort of on a path towards the spring champion and maybe even a derby.
And then you've got Chassis, who is back up in Sydney. She's another one that can get through the wet. How's she going?
she's going all right. Not 100% sure I'm going to run her, but she has come up well, but I might wait.
Who's your best at the Valley tonight? You've got a few nice runners there as well.
Best at the Valley. Onika, I think, come up pretty well. She might need the run, but she's not too far away.
And well done yesterday with the performance of Greece. Of course, she's the sister of Loving Gabby. Cost a lot of money, and she showed the potential yesterday. Do we get to see her pretty quickly in town over spring after that performance?
She was impressive. She's not too unlike her sister, really. She's taken a little bit of time to get there, but, yeah, couldn't have been more impressive. And there's a stakes race on Cox Plate Day. I had earmarked for her.
All right, we'll get to see her. One SMS has come through. Can you ask Kieran about Valiancy tonight as well? One of our listeners thinks it'll go well.
Yeah, I do think it'll go well. Horse is in really good order, so, yeah, they wouldn't be far away there.
Good on you, Kieran. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks very much, Michael.
Kieran Maher got run.